connect,
engage,
change.
This
is 702
for the curious.
17 minutes after 8, let's look at the story now. 4, that's the number of board members that have resigned from the SABC in a space of just a week. The resignations of Krish Naidu, Khanyisile Kweyama, John Matteson and Matata Tsedu were accepted by President Cyril Ramaphosa last week. This is all happening as the public broadcaster battles financially with concerns that it may soon not be able to pay salaries. And the latest is that the remaining 4 members of the board are digging in their heels while they accuse government of failing to respond to their requests for the 3 billion rand guarantee. I want us to get reaction now from the Broadcasting, Electronic Media and Allied Workers Union. And let's now speak to the president of that union, Hannes Du Bois-en, who joins us on the line this evening. Mr. Du Bois-en, thank you so much for your time. Welcome to the Karima Brown Show.
Good evening. Thank you.
Let's speak first, perhaps get your reaction on the resignations of those 4 board members in a space of just a week. How did you react to that?
Well, it's incredibly sad that this happened. It has even created a bigger crisis at the public broadcaster. We think that those board members may be overreacted. But on the other hand, as one of the board members said, they are frustrated. Government is not coming to the party. They're not helping the SABC, which makes it impossible to manage the public broadcaster. Then on additionally to that, currently the SABC is trading in almost reckless circumstances. It is basically insolvent, and they are continuing, of course, to run the SABC. They must continue to do business. And we know that the SIU is currently busy with a process of declaring previous directors delinquent.
Yeah.
And that may well visit the current directors if there is no bailout or a very serious interception with what is currently going on at the SABC.
Do you think government is to blame, though? I mean, the Minister of Communications, Stella Ndabeni Abrahams, as you know, had meetings with the board. They've tried to engage. And the issue here seems to be the disagreements around the imminent retrenchments at the public broadcaster. The minister is arguing that she told the board that, give me some time to go through the turnaround strategy, to familiarize myself with the turnaround strategy and put on ice the plans to retrench workers. And the board seemed to want to go ahead. And as a result, we're seeing some of the board members like John Matteson, Krish Naidu, making it clear that part of the reasons why they're leaving the board is because some of the board members wanted to continue with retrenching workers at the SABC, even when there are other options that could have been explored. So in other words, is it just government that should be to blame here, or should we also look at the actions of the board and the lack thereof for there to be an agreement between these two parties?
Well, I think if one takes a few steps back, what has happened in the portfolio committee, who the board reports to, the portfolio committee made it very clear that they will only agree to retrenchment as a very last resort. Now, in the last meeting, and that is minuted as such, the portfolio committee then gave their blessing to the deputy minister who attended that meeting to champion this process of looking at the SABC and other ways not to retrench a lot of staff. So we believe that there are probably elements in the board that think that there is a quick resolution, a quick fix to continue with the retrenchments, and that there are board members like Matteson who's publicly said that he's disagreeing with the retrenchment process. Bottom line is that the portfolio committee, to whom the board reports, said very clearly in Parliament it must be a last resort. Now, everyone is focused on cost-cutting exercises. This is not what we need to focus on.
Mm.
If we look at the revenue of the SABC, The revenue of the SABC has declined, and dramatically so since 2014, when the Public Protective Report came out citing all of the wrongdoings of Mr. Motsoeneng. That was even worse when he had announced the 90-10 decision, but there is no plan and there is no action, and that is in fact was our complaint as well as unions and employees at the SABC to say, let us restore that revenue that we have lost. And then, of course, if you restore the revenue, you are in a better financial position. But there must be serious intervention from government to help the SABC, and the board cannot be expected to keep up and sit and wait, and nothing is happening whilst time is running out for the SABC to pay salaries, to pay debtors, to pay independent producers, which produce the content that they broadcast.
And you know, the unfortunate thing here, Mr. Du Boisson, is that this is all happening, as you say, the SABC is running out of time, but that intervention that you say is needed from government doesn't seem to be forthcoming. The president was saying just the other day that he is expecting a report from the Minister of Communications, Stella Ndabeni-Abrahams, but you've got a board that doesn't correlate. You know, it can't take decisions. It essentially can't function. And as a result, the discussions around this all-important guarantee that is needed are important right now ahead of that March deadline that the ANC, the SABC expects that it will run out of time. But these discussions won't happen if the board and government don't see eye to eye. So where is the compromise going to come to? I mean, as unions, are you engaging with the SABC? I understand that there was a meeting that was called today that was subsequently cancelled. But are there attempts to also engage with the unions so the unions can also speak to the SABC and the shareholder and say there has to be a compromise? Because for as long as there's this impasse, and then the minister doesn't want to talk to the board, you know, she's desisting from engaging with the board, and the board is also digging in their heels and saying, we're not going to change the position. There's not going to be a resolution. And by March next year, there's not going to be money to pay workers. So the problem is going to deepen.
Yes, absolutely. So, look, we have said and we want to engage the SABC on a proper turnaround strategy. We don't, and it may sound not so good when we say this, but we don't really need the board to turn around the SABC. So the board is there to provide strategic direction and also oversight. But it is a senior and top management of the SABC that must turn around the SABC. That is the operational side of things, and that process can and must continue. And yes, we want to engage the SABC. This process has, the Section 189 process, the retention process has now been postponed indefinitely. It cannot continue until at least at the time when the CCMA is going to reopen, which is around the 5th or the 8th of January next year. But in the meantime, we want to engage the SABC. It is a bad time of year because there's a lot of people that's going on leave and so on. But we are very, very serious in engaging the SABC on processes where SABC employees who's been there for many years, who are broadcasting professionals, can give their input, which has not been asked up until now, on how to turn the SABC around, how to increase the revenue and restore the public broadcaster to a liquid situation.
All right. Look, let me thank you, Mr. Hannes Du Boisson, who is, of course, the president of the Broadcasting, Electronic Media and Allied Workers Union, speaking to us about the situation at the SABC. What do you make of this? I mean, there's been a lot of allegations around the fact that there could be a deliberate attempt to collapse the board. You know, some sources were actually telling the Sunday Times that the ANC is not entirely against these retrenchments. They just disagree with the scale of the layoffs. And I wonder what you make of this, because when you look at this board, it is arguably, you know, the first independently minded board that the SABC has ever had. And this imminent collapse of the board could mean something for the independence of this crucial institution, this crucial state-owned enterprise. And I wonder if you still have so much confidence in this institution, given what's been happening around the resignations of these board members. I'm looking forward to your reaction on this on SMS. We're on 31702, on WhatsApp 0727021702. And remember, our lines are always open on 011 883 0702.